Well, hello everyone. Welcome to this very special gathering of the 888 Sirian Stargate. This is a very special time for each one of us and for our group as a collective consciousness. Melinda, you want to say hello?
Yes. Hello, everybody. So, before we get started today, because this is a big event, just wanted to say these few words to you. So, in this single session, from the second we begin here in a moment until we close today, we will be receiving the most concentrated and most massive configurations of light that we have ever, ever received or ever perceived. So take about 60 seconds to prepare yourself and make sure you have everything you need for this unprecedented event. So let us get started. Deep breath. And we will begin. So, welcome to our eighth session and the 888 event of 2024, which is also the year of the dragon. The frequencies of these few opening words have already begun to stimulate your fields. Massive sound codes will be embedded in every word transmitted to you today. So let us gather in our collective radiance at the doors of our sacred crystalline temple of light. Entering the gathering chamber together, you will see that our seats have been placed in a circle on the floor level. As you locate your seat, you will notice that your seating is the only thing visible within the sacred space. And as you settle, take a deep centering breath, and we will begin. From your sacred heart center, be aware of your extraordinary unified field. Some of you are noticing that our light temple is emitting a very different vibrational frequency today. This is because our presence has been requested by the Sirian High Council of Elders to participate and experience this year's powerful 888 event on Sirius C. Become aware now of the frequency of beautiful blue light essence from Sirius entering our temple and spiraling around you. Next, frequencies of pure golden light essence from the Sirian central sun enters and spirals with the blue light essence. As you are coming into resonance with these rarefied light frequencies, our crystalline temple begins to spin and spin and spin. And as the spinning continues and becomes faster and faster, you're being alchemized into more and more of your light essence. With your next inhale, you are transported through the Stargate to Sirius C. Having arrived on Sirius C, you find yourself within an indescribable temple of the purest golden light. We are greeted by Anrata and the full Sirian High Council of Elders. Also present are the Lyran elders and all 16 of the Sirian and Lyran lions and lionesses. The complete Council of 12 are here, along with many other special beings who are waiting to meet you. We are escorted to our seating that has been placed in a semicircle on the floor level. This temple of shimmering golden light is massive, with level after level of tiered galleries all around, and is filled to capacity. Be fully present in this holiest and most sacred, glorious temple of living light, which exists in our sector of the cosmos. Take a breath. We will remind you often today to take deep breaths. They not only assist you in remaining conscious, but your divine breaths also help you to receive these immensely powerful light codes with more ease. Now, last year's 8-8 portal opening was the most powerful and impactful we had yet experienced. The elders have requested that we bring into present time several points from the 2023 8-8 in order to better prepare us for what we will be presented with today. So last year, a new passageway from Lyra to Sirius was opened, and that provided the reopening of a long time closed ancient passageway from Lyra to Earth to be reestablished by passing through Sirius. And with this opening, we welcome the return of eight beautifully iridescent lions and lionesses from the ancient star system of Lyra as they join with their eight white Sirian family. The return of the Lyran lions was in part to awaken nearly dormant memory codes, which had been held in the deepest recesses of our cosmic DNA and ancient star lineages. The magnificent Sirian lion or lioness that you met in the 2022 Light Conference transmitted and activated the next iteration of the 8-8 template and the golden infinity symbol to the next octave. A Lyran lion or lioness then transmitted a very different set of frequencies and ancient codes. And these have been held by the golden infinity symbol in 8-8 template since that time to be activated in a future gathering. And this is that gathering. So place your attention on the middle of your forehead and second triad area. The golden infinity symbol is lighting up in this moment, bringing all of the encodings held in the infinity template and symbol into present time. Those encodings that were gifted to you when the Lyran lion or lioness are now in full activation. With those transmissions, we were moved to a new timeline. Many of you are feeling pressure or tingling sensations as these frequencies are lighting up in this sacred moment. Take a conscious breath. This year's 888 opening of the Sirian, excuse me, Sirian Lionsgate portal has produced even more powerful light codes. The Earth, all of humanity, and each of us has been showered with these powerful light codes entering from the Sirian central sun through our sun. And while this particular Lionsgate is drawing to a close, the planet and all of our inhabitants will continue receiving the effects for a very long time. For our group, however, our connection with the Stargate is never closed. The Sirians have always been and are very much a part of our ascension journey, as well as the Earth. The Lyran and Sirian elders who gifted us with the incredible sacred and ancient blessings last year have requested to transmit them once again to you, bringing all of the encodings that those blessings held into present time, a deeper level of what was contained within them can now be released and received. And this is due to the expansion of our state of consciousness, along with the current level of soul wisdom and vision we now possess. And although the words transmitted will be similar, new under and overtones of enhanced light frequencies will be added. Anratha and Ni'a, who we met opening day, escort these blessed elders to stand before you. Be open and receive. The cherished Sirian elder begins to transmit a sacred Syrian blessing to you in a mystical language of light and love that is being received and translated by your sacred crystalline heart. Breathe that in. The venerated ancient elder from Lyra begins to sing a hauntingly beautiful ancient chant and blessing in a language of sound, color, light, and symbols. Receive it now in your crystalline sacred heart. And breathe in as the gift of grace bestowed by both of these beloved beings moves through you. Love and gratitude to them. As they step back now, please welcome Anne Rata. I am delighted to be with all of you once again. We are honored that you have accepted our invitation to join us on Sirius C for this unprecedented and momentous 888 event. Your presence in this sacred and mystical temple of radiant golden light has been long anticipated. Every great master has set where you are now. Including the Magdalene and Yeshua. It is with great optimism that all of the light beings who are present, that before your visit today is complete, you will begin to remember when you last sat here and why. You have been invited here to receive the next iterations of the 888 light template and golden infinity symbol. What will be offered to you is in addition to what has been entering your earth realm during this portal opening and will be specific to this ascending Masters of Light collective. By receiving this year's massive 888 light frequencies, codes, and templates here from their place of origination, there will be no filters No stepping down from the spiritual central sun to your sun to earth. All things that will be offered to you in this holy realm will be received directly by each of you individually. The Syrian and Lyran lions or lionesses that you have met before are taking their place before you. Entering now and joining those in front of you, please welcome eight unique and distinctive iterations of lions and lionesses from throughout the cosmos, bringing the total to 24. To provide a reference for you, we will identify them as the celestial lions and lionesses. These eight celestial beings are here to further awaken even more ancient memory codes from other realities and other far distant time sequences. Lianan beings have been revered in cultures throughout the multiverses through numerous epochs of time. They still are today in cultures of long standing on your earth. This is but one reason of why this portal opening is referred to as the Syrian Lion's Gate portal. What all of these magnificent beings have in common is a shared royal lineage of ancient ancestors and predecessors. Each one carries the imprints, memory codes, and presence of those that came before. There are three layers to this year's 888 template. The first level will be activated as you receive it. The other two levels will be received now, but held in your fields until other aspects of you are remembered and reclaimed. So place your awareness once again on the golden infinity symbol that is active in your head area. Taking another deep centering breath. Prepare to receive. The full iteration of the triple infinity symbols and template are coming into view, emanating directly from the spiritual sun. You will see the golden symbols appearing in sequence, one after the other. As you gaze into the eyes of the Syrian Lyran and celestial lions and lionesses. They are assisting you to stably receive the first iteration of the now brilliantly illuminated golden infinity symbol. As it enters your field and merges with the existing infinity symbol, there is a luminous eruption of brilliance. Every aspect of you at all levels is being bathed with dazzling particles of pure golden light. Take a breath. Golden infinity symbol and these particles of supreme golden light are now permanently enmeshed in your fields. With the activation of this iteration, another level of your soul, spirit, essence, and wisdom, which are infinite and eternal, have been ignited. Every aspect of your beingness is being forever altered. Continue breathing. As all of these light coatings move throughout all that is you. Contained within this massive template are specific frequencies that will begin dissolving the remaining layers of the veil of forgetfulness. The reception and activation of the first of the three infinity symbols has accelerated your light quotient and frequencies to levels achieved by very few beings while still in human form. The other two iterations, while not yet activated, are already influencing this iteration. Once all three of the golden infinity symbols are activated, embedded in their design is a hidden opportunity of potentiality. This potentiality will provide a pathway for you to assist in ushering in the emergence of the next golden era. As Yeshua and the Magdalene shared with you in the golden center of your sacred diamond, the time returns. Take several deep breaths with the knowing that each breath is sacred and is now filled with the golden essence of your soul and spirit. There is wave after wave of light coatings moving all through your entire field. With every particle being changed, deep conscious breath. Interwoven within these golden templates of light You have also been gifted by this collective of Leonine beings, the imprint of some of the qualities that are part of their ancestral heritage and lineages. These lineages have existed long before there was an earth or humans. From these special beings sitting before you, receive these light encodings, which will activate within you as the sound codes are transmitted to you. Beauty. Courage. Resilience. Power. Nobility. Fearlessness. Strength. And presence. Breathe these in. These qualities will be of tremendous value as you continue your ascension journey back to the highest realms of creation. Please offer your appreciation and gratitude to all of these majestic beings who have been in service for eons and eons of time sequences and countless realms and realities. All 24 now lie in front of you and will remain with you for the duration of this gathering. Sit quietly for a moment and be with all of the new iterations and higher octaves of light and the many gifts that you have been offered. while maintaining this high velocity of light, which has prepared you for the next levels. Be conscious. Be present and aware. Move your body a little. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Have a drink of water. And take several long, conscious breaths. And we will continue. Having received the 888 iterations of the infinity symbol and template, you are now ready for the next segment. So please receive the Syrian High Council of Elders as they step forward.
We are the Syrian High Council of Elders. We rarely speak through human transmitters, teachers, or ascension groups in this formal iteration. In those times, we came as individuals, the Syrian Council, or just the Syrians in general. Now that you have been prepared with the higher frequencies of light engaged within your consciousness and within your body, let us continue with this next part of the Syrian activations. Be very present in your body. This activation requires of you to be fully conscious, carrying the highest iteration of light frequencies that you can possibly maintain throughout this activation. It is required that you be fully in your physical body. Because we have come in this formal interaction, we requested this part of your activation to help you co-create with us what is needed, since it takes the human in a body to achieve what we are hoping to achieve in this 888 valuable time. To give you a opportunity to be present in your body, emanating these higher frequencies of light energetics, we will continue to add some significant pieces to what is to transpire. Take a deep breath, present, aware, in your body, fully engaged with the highest frequency of light. That was activated just moments ago. It took the opening of the Sirian Stargate, a significant cosmic event, to energetically set in play the activations that will continue through the culmination of this Sirian Stargate and beyond this time. Once these energetics are in play, you will realize that it is the most valuable creation of consciousness and change in your physical body that humanity has received or achieved since the fall of consciousness. These changes will continue to manifest into further evolved states of being. They will take you back to times before the fall, when none of you were in human bodies. You were not in any form whatsoever. You were pure spirit. You have taken on many embodiments as a human since then. You have dropped from states of refined consciousness and emerged now from these fallen states. Take a deep breath. Present, aware, and fully in your physical body. Our conversation today concerns your physical body. The Council of 12, various ascended masters and archangels told you how you volunteered for this service mission before you incarnated into a human form. This mission required you to incarnate into a third-dimensional body with total memory loss of your original state of consciousness. You came in on the platinum ray of ascension through the Sirian Stargate to gift humanity with states of consciousness and different body types. Yeshua has talked to you several times about his journey to Earth within the Essene community, and that he and Mary Magdalene and the Essene group came into embodiments in fifth-dimensional bodies. Now, what does that mean to you? Does it mean to you they held an awareness, a consciousness? How is this relevant to your ability to achieve a fifth-dimensional body? And why did you have to incarnate on Earth in a third-dimensional body that was totally in an amnesic state of consciousness? Let us answer those questions. To do this service, you must have had this experience, achieved a state of consciousness through the eighth dimension, and changed your body type. It took your presence in a third dimensional body to do this. Yeshua and Mary Magdalene could not do that because they were in fifth dimensional bodies. They came into embodiment for a different purpose and service. They taught a series of transformative teachings, and their presence in a fifth dimensional body within the Essene community helped it maintain a consistent state of consciousness and body type. Their duty was to support Yeshua and Mary Magdalene so that they could fulfill their prime directives. The best they could do was to raise the consciousness because of the denseness. You have no idea the denseness of the environment at that time. And it took a lot for them to maintain that fifth dimensional body and not fall. The present third dimension is less dense than in Yeshua's time because there is more of a collective evolved consciousness present on earth at this time. Now is a time of significant change and opportunity to make different choices. To accomplish this, you must have a different body type because the consciousness is changing and the earth is changing. The earth is rising to a different frequency range and physical state. Those coming after you, using the template you have agreed to lay down, will require them to enter in different body type than you did, because they will be on a different earth plane. Yeshua, in his transfiguration, transfigured his fifth dimensional body into a seventh dimensional body at the transfiguration on Mount Tabor. He then transfigured a seventh dimensional body into an eighth dimensional body of light in the Garden of Gethsemane while his followers slept, because he asked for this body type so he could withstand the full crucifixion. Archangel Gabriel assisted in this transfiguration. Yeshua could not maintain this eighth dimensional body type for any length of time. So when he ascended, he took that body type with him so that it would not be contaminated in any way, as his teachings were misunderstood. Take a deep breath. Present. Fully engaged in your body. You assume that when you achieved a fifth dimensional consciousness, your body would follow that state of consciousness. That is not necessarily true. You are dealing with matter here. Your body is matter. It is a complex assembly of various cells, neurons, DNA strands, and organs. You can only appreciate the complexity of the human body when you review all of the upgrades that many light beings have assisted you to accomplish. All of the upgrades were made at a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. They have been accomplished by you in the last 3 years of your time. You had no idea that this was coming because you assumed that if you had a fifth dimensional consciousness and above, that your body would automatically come into that state. We, the High Sirian Council of Elders, are present and honored now to co-create with you your fifth dimensional physical body. In this session, your actual body type of the third dimension will be altered and transfigured into a fifth dimensional physical vehicle. To dispel any assumptions about the fifth dimensional body, you must know that it will not look any different to any other human any more than Yeshua's body looked any different from any human on planet Earth at the time that he was embodied. It requires a state of consciousness and a presence of an epikinetic body to see into other physical dimensions. The transfiguration of your third dimensional body into a fifth dimensional body brings about some changes in that body. Some of you may live longer than you had expected because that body type has a level of longevity. However, you will also have free will to leave at any time. Whatever contract you made previously is null and void when this transfiguration is co-created. Your previous contracts can be reevaluated through free will and your spirit choice. The DNA of your physical body is altered and adapts easily to the activations of the seven light packets and the master packet. This body is very adaptable to energetic activations that consistently change your state of consciousness. These refined energetic activations will no longer take away from your physical energy as they once did. Actually, they will enhance it. Be aware that it will take you 3 to 5 years of your time to integrate the energetics that we are co-creating with you today. Now, take a deep breath. Take a short time to integrate what we have just said to you. Take a breath, breathing in light, breathing in the light that you have fully engaged, present, aware, very present and your physical body holding these refined light energetics. Take a deep breath, present and aware. As you emanate from the core of your being, the various light emanations that you have created over the last 3 years, allowing them to peak in the highest velocity that you are able to maintain in your body. Every cell is vibrating now within your body. Every part of that body is being alchemized within that golden, transformative light. The body remains as a vehicle of human origins, but also magnificent origins of your spirit, bringing that consciousness into your body, into every cell, into every part of the complexity of your human state. Allow that to magnify every cell, every neuron, every organ. All of the fluids of your body are flowing in this golden light, bringing it into a state of the fifth dimension. This state does not alter the look of the human form. However, it alters exponentially every part of that human form, every part that is held in that human body. This vehicle now that is transforming into a fifth dimensional iteration will serve you in a much better capacity to receive the rest of the activations that will be required before this Ascending Master series is complete. It will require of you much over the next few years of your time to use this fifth dimensional body in the highest iterations in which it is designed and used in matter, in form, on earth, not only at this time, but in times of this great evolution of earth. It will be a significant help. It will alter the function of your brain and the way that you process spiritual thought from this moment on. It will enhance your ability to fully lay down the template of light for those coming in after you have long left planet Earth and return to your origins of spirit. It will be used by many entering these new souls entering that come in the fifth dimensional body that you placed in that template for them to use the moment their first breath is taken. They will contribute much to the ascension of the earth. And they too, because of the template that you have laid down, will be able to transfigure their fifth dimensional body into higher dimensional frequencies so that they begin to use all of the multidimensional aspects of who they are as a being of light. As you sit with us and co-create this template, beloveds, be aware of the golden radiance that is all-encompassing within your body. Within your now fifth dimensional body, that body is totally changed from now and through eternity. Every aspect that you have activated over the last 3 years is engaged and glowing in the radiance of that golden glow of Christos consciousness. As long as you are embodied on this earth plane, you will use this body to further enhance the light template that you agreed to lay down. Yeshua and the Magdalene are here with you on each side of that body to help you fully integrate this transfiguration of your body. They will remain at your side for the next 3 years, consistently helping you hold that fifth dimensional body at its highest iteration of Christ consciousness. We are honored to co-create this massive event with you. And every member of the Syrian Council of the Council of 12 has been honored to witness this awesome event. We want you to sit in the radiance of your new golden fifth dimensional body for a few minutes as we stay with you, as Yeshua and the Magdalene are very present now. Sit with the entire Council and all of the beings who have come here to support what you have just co-created with us. We will sit with you for the next while you acclimate to your new body. We suggest that if possible, that you remain a while longer acclimating to this new radiant body. And be in silence and introspection for the rest of this day. Be vigilant for the next week to be in a meditative state and revisit who you are in a physical form. Every time you allow yourself to be that fully, energetically, as well as physically, now you will enhance the light frequencies that you are able to maintain. So, with that, beloveds, we will close this session. But we will be with you for some time yet. to help you. Blessings.